This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We are lucky enough to have Fred Smith on the phone. Fred, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
Hopefully it's not too early for you to have a chat.
It's all right.
Awesome.
Okay. I've got my brain on.
Excellent. That's more than us. We are going to have a chat to you about your new album, Great. It's out October 6th, so tomorrow. Super exciting. We're also going to play your single, What Could Go Wrong, a little bit later in the show. Just congratulations on it. How did this all come about? How long has the process been? And, you know, what are you expecting in terms of feedback for the album?
Yeah, well, good question. I mean, my previous record was something called Dust of Uruzgan, really about the experience of Australians in Afghanistan. So I suppose I was not really expected to write or record an album about the United States of America, but I've been so fascinated by recent events there and political developments. These are really rancorous times there, and the country is very divided and I think at some level confused. And so I sat down to write a bunch of songs over the summer for a different album, an album, Love Songs, with a friend of mine, and ended up churning out a song called What Could Go Wrong, which is sort of my meditations on the Trump phenomena and all that is. I started playing it and people started responding, and I thought I'd better do an album about it. Then I sort of sat down to start recording and then ended up with 24 songs.
Unreal.
which is more than you usually need, and half of them were rock and roll and band and loud and rank and stroppy, and the others were sort of essential American folk, country, blues stuff. And so I decided to split them in half just to give the listeners an opportunity to do one thing at a time. So in the end, it took about two and a half months to record, and I've got a full-time band these days, and mostly do it down in a recording studio down in at the back of my bass player's place in Trenton, Victoria, home of bluegrass.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's interesting doing our research, and you've got such an interesting background. You do have, I'm going to say military background, but you've also spent some time in America, and you know, obviously this album is political in its messages and things like that. How much is your time that you've spent in America, and I'll say Afghanistan as well, influenced the logic behind doing this album, and also the way you've been able to project your message to the audience that you're going for?
Yeah, well, look, I've spent chunks of time in the United States. I worked on cruise ships there when I was 18. I went back in 2004 and toured as a songwriter for 3 or 4 years. I had the opportunity to do that as my wife was working there, and got to see a lot of the country, you know. I'm actually one of the few Australian folk singers with a U.S. Marine Corps medal, too, because I worked alongside American soldiers in southern Afghanistan. So I've had quite an interesting sort of immersion in all sides of America. Seen a lot of the flotsam and jetsam of that society, working on the cruise ships and out on the American road, but also lived in Washington, D.C. So I've got a bit of a nose for the politics of the place. But, of course, the other thing is, of course, like all of us, I grew up very immersed in American culture, literature, music, and, of course, movies and televisions, we all do. We all speak American. And any time anyone in Australia picks up a guitar, they're essentially playing an American form of music. It's the American musical stylings of the 21st century were so sublime that they've become universal modes of expression, I think.
The next question I've got for you is a little bit convoluted, but, you know, obviously, like, everything you've achieved and done thus far is super impressive. And as you said, there is a strong American influence almost in Australian society in the way we go about our music and things like that. And, you know, we talk about how the American influence influences Australia. Do you think at this moment in time it should be flipped, so it's Australia influencing America? You know, just this whole political landscape at the moment, I can't say I'm right across it or I'm doing any research on it, but do you think that, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, foot in the other shoe, maybe see another perspective?
Well, yeah, and it's not a bad idea. I mean, I think there are certain pathologies that are starting to infect American politics, or not starting to, that have, which we would want to avoid. One is, you know, the heavy politicization of the media, for example. I think that's in something that's creeping into Australian politics. It's become de rigueur in the United States. There seems to be more mileage for media outlets in following a particular political line rather than trying to report in a balanced way. I think that's something which we pathology we don't want to catch, and it's just a deterioration in the quality of political debate. I mean, people don't debate ideas in the United States anymore. There just seems to be two camps. I remember when I was over there, there was a digital radio outfit called, I think it was called Syndicate or something like that, and channel 156 was conservative talkback, and on channel 157 was liberal talkback, and you could just tune into whatever you wanted to hear. So it reminded me of that Paul Simon song, "All lies in jest till a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest." So I think we have a slightly happier political situation here that they might be able to learn from.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to mention issues of gun control, for God's sake, but I think
there's a lot we could get into, and unfortunately it's not all good. We're about to play your track, What Could Go Wrong. Would you like to tell us a little bit about it before we chuck it on air?
Yes, well, like a lot of us, I can't take my eyes off Donald Trump. You know, he's a fascinating figure to watch. His energy, his self-confidence, his brashness. I think in his own mind, he also speaks the truth in a funny kind of way. But on the other hand, there are some internal contradictions in his platform. And I sought to celebrate all this with this song, What Could Go Wrong, which has been misinterpreted by the liberal media elite as a satire of Donald Trump. You know what those cads are like. Anyway, What Could Go Wrong?
Thank you so much for joining us on air this morning. It's been fantastic to chat. As previously said, your new album, Great, comes out October 6th, and we're about to play your single, What Could Go Wrong. Fred, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.